on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Do you view your commute to work with a sense of dread? Is it filled with stress and traffic jams and road rage? Or is it just plain boring? How can we make our drive times less stressful and more enjoyable? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, July 9th. I'm lucky I don't have to drive very far to get to and from work, less than 5 miles. And there is very little, if any, traffic to deal with at Oh Dark 30 when I come in. My producer-director, Robin Cherry, is another story. She started working with us in May here at our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Madison. And for the time being, she has been driving from her home in Milwaukee to Madison every early morning and afternoon. We'll talk about her more than an hour commute on the road each day and how much she likes that in just a few minutes. What's your commute like? What do you do during your commute, if anything, to make it less stressful or make it more enjoyable? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Danny Penman is an award-winning journalist. He is the author of Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World. He holds a PhD in biochemistry and a postgraduate diploma in newspaper journalism. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning. Oh, no, we lost our guest. That's not good. We'll have to call him back. And in the meantime, you can still call us to tell us whether or not you enjoy your drive time. How do you manage your commute? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We found a piece yesterday on the Huffington Post. It was entitled Commuting Stress, 6 Ways to Enjoy a More Relaxing Commute. We posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page so you can take a look at some of the tips. And we hope to reconnect with our expert in just a moment. But while we get him back, let me welcome in my producer-director, Robin Cherry, who, as I mentioned, commutes every day from Milwaukee to Madison. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Joy.
So how long is this, your commute from your home in Milwaukee to our studios here in Madison?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
So you are on the road 2.5 hours a day.
Yes, I am.
And how is that for you?
I love it.
How do you love it?
Well, you know, driving in, I get on the road at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's very peaceful. Most days it's not a lot of traffic, and it's a great way to decompress, before I get into work where things are going 100 miles a minute.
Yeah, well, that's nice. So you don't have at 4 o'clock in the morning quite the, you don't have the traffic jams that other people in Milwaukee might be experiencing a little bit later in the morning.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what do you do though to, are you listening to the news, listening to music, listening to nothing but the sounds around you?
I'm listening to all of that. I'm lucky. I have satellite radio in my car. So I'm listening to my favorite channels. You know, I'm an Elvis fan, so I listen to the Elvis channel. I'm listening to the news. I listen to WPR sometimes on the way in. And I have a Bluetooth. I have a cell phone. So I actually have people in my life who are up at that hour and sometimes will talk me in, like today. Well, a friend of mine talked me in.
Well, I guess that's a way to spend the time, certainly. So do you plan to continue to do this in the winter, Robin?
No, I don't. I will be here by the time the snow flies.
Yeah, I think driving on slippery roads would make it much more stressful.
Yes.
All right, thanks very much, Robin. Well, that's what Robin does to make her commute a little bit more enjoyable, though she says she doesn't mind it at all, spending an hour and 15 minutes each way from Milwaukee to Madison. What about you? What do you do to take the stress out of commuting? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, good. We have reconnected with our guest. Danny Penman is the author of Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being with us. So do you have a long commute to work?
Oh, I imagine it's about 30 seconds or so. I tend to commute from the kitchen after breakfast through to my little office upstairs.
That's what I figured. So if we do have a stressful commute, how unhealthy is that for us? One of the other articles cited in the Huffington Post piece that you were interviewed for was on how the daily commute could be killing us. Is that really accurate?
Yeah, it could. In the short term, it won't have a huge impact on your day. But, you know, as the months turn into years and the years into decades, it will start taking quite a significant health toll. I mean, it will up the risk of, for example, heart disease or any kind of arterial disease. It might such as eating and snacking too much, which obviously leads to other health problems. And also, if you're highly stressed, it tends to damp down the immune system, which can lead to lots of problems, such as some forms of cancer. So, you know, it's best to avoid stress.
Yeah, and I do apologize to listeners. We are having the line cut out quite a bit with our guest, Dr. Penman, but we will we'll try to make do with what we have, since we seem to have a little bit of a tough connection here. What do you recommend to make our commute less stressful?
It may seem try to be aware as aware as possible. You know, mindfulness meditation is a great one. Obviously, you can't do it if you're driving, but just generally taking or paying full attention to the traffic, say you're driving to work. Actually, bring your full awareness to the way you are driving, to the surroundings, to the traffic jam in front of you. Now, this sounds a little bit crazy, as if it's going to increase your stress levels, but actually, it has the opposite effect, because when you become aware of stress, it tends to dissolve away of its own accord. Now, that's sounds like a total paradox, but there's lots of research to show that that's the case. You know, just bringing awareness to whatever you're doing is tremendously therapeutic.
Well, let's take a listen to your recommended meditation of sorts that you can participate in, and then you can kind of walk us through it a little bit. Let me play a clip of this.
As you sit here, bringing the focus of your attention now to hearing, opening to sounds as they arise from near or far, sounds from in front, to the sides, behind, above or below.
So you're recommending that we listen to the sounds all around us. Is this during the process of the meditation, or is this something we can do while we are driving?
Well, in an ideal world, you would have segments throughout your day of meditation, mindfulness meditation, you know, maybe 10 minutes in the morning and perhaps 10 minutes in the evening. But actually, one of the most powerful forms of mindfulness meditation, quite simply, at regular points through the day, just become fully aware of what is going on around you, you know, sounds, smells, sights, so that you reconnect with the world. And this dissolves away stress and anxiety and also depression. We tend to spend so much time living inside our own minds, you know, with negative thoughts feeding off each other constantly, so that you can get locked into a downward spiral. Now, those negative thought patterns can't actually exist if you're fully aware. Just for some reason, they're completely incompatible with each other in the human mind. So whenever you feel, you know, stressed or anxious or depressed, if you just focus on whatever is going on around you or whatever is happening in your body, such as the breath, or the feeling of tension in your bringing awareness to that actually dissolves away a lot of your problems. It sounds very simple, and actually it can be. It's just remembering to do it that is the problem.
We are talking with Danny Penman. He is the author of Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World, talking about how we can take the stress out of commuting. How do you take the stress out of commuting? How do you try to make your daily commute more enjoyable? How long is your morning or afternoon commute? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be a rainy, warm, and humid day today. Storms are likely. Highs mainly in the low 80s. That rain continues through the evening, lows in the low 60s, and tomorrow turning sunny, mild, with most highs statewide near 80. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk about a situation that has a number of people kind of riled up, especially in the Northwoods near the site of the proposed iron ore mine in Iron and Ashland counties. There are armed security guards patrolling that area, dressed in camouflage and wearing masks. And it has a number of critics crying foul, saying that this kind of tactic is not necessary. We'll talk with our reporter based in Superior, Mike Simonson. We'll talk with a Democratic state legislator from Ashland. And we'll talk with some representatives of the Lake Superior Chippewa bands up there about the situation at the site of the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. That's coming up after 7 o'clock.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
We are talking about de-stressing our daily commute with our guest, who is the author of Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World, Danny Penman. He was interviewed for a piece that we found yesterday on the Huffington Post on de-stressing the commute. Some of the other tips, Danny Penman, were, for example, listening to classical music. Is there some reason to believe that that would indeed take the stress out of our commute?
Yeah, I mean, it depends whether you like classical music or not, of course. I mean, the real thing is classical music tends to be quite calming and soothing. And if you like it, then it is a wonderful way to unwind. Obviously, if it drives you around the twist, then it's not such a good way. If you're into it, whatever kind of music you're into, listening to it is usually very beneficial. Of course, if then maybe it's not such a good thing if you're trying to de-stress, but it might bring a smile to your face.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. Mike in Racine is with us. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, I did quite a few years of commuting, fairly long distance, anywhere from when I first started, it was about 110 miles round trip to upwards of almost 140 miles round trip in from southeast Wisconsin to Chicago, or in the north suburbs of Chicago. And, you know, that spanned from when I first came out of university to about 2003, 2004. And I'll tell you that it evolved what I did on those commutes to be able to bide my time or survive it, actually. When I was in my 20s and a junior staff member in a drug company where I worked as an analytical chemist, I used to do math problems in my head on the way, or not necessarily on the way to work, but on the way from work. On the way to work, oftentimes it was just a matter of listening to music and kind of getting in the mood for, you know, going to be going into work. But the math problems, that was the time when Lake Cook hadn't filled up with a lot of people yet, and the drive once you got out of Cook County was a pretty relatively easy drive. So just spending the time doing complex division and complex series of arithmetic.
I don't mean to laugh, Mike. I don't mean to laugh, but that would make my commute really stressful. But I get it. You're just kind of working your mind and getting something productive done while you're driving, I guess, huh?
It wasn't so much that it was productive. It was an exercise.
Yeah.
Because every day I had to work with numbers all day, every day. And so it's the kind of thing where, you know, I knew that in my job I would be more productive by being better with. We used to use calculators. Okay, they don't use them anymore, but the kinds of calculators we used required us to be able to string long series of operators together. So I practiced.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's a tip for all of us. Maybe we can practice our math while we're commuting to work. You know, because of our very poor line from our guest, I think that we'll fill the rest of the hour with your tips for de-stressing your commute and how you manage your commute, since we have full lines. So thanks, Mike, for your ideas. JJ in Milwaukee is next. Hi, JJ.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I am calling because I can completely identify with Robin. I have the opposite commute from Madison to Milwaukee, all the way from Maple Bluff, all the way to West Dallas every single day.
Oh, yeah?
And yes, and I've been doing so for the past 3 years. And I think it's very relaxing for me. I enjoy, your show. I'm a frequent caller. It's very relaxing. Sometimes I get worked up. It's part of the deal. and I enjoy the seasons very much. It's a very pretty landscape. It's something I did not grow up in my eternal Caribbean island that I grew up in. So I enjoy very much the changing seasons and the changing landscape.
And you're okay with the slippery winter roads?
Yes. Yeah, completely. It's something I actually enjoy more because people are afraid of snow and they drive slower. If it's raining, people are not afraid of it and they drive like crazy.
Well, that's me driving slow in front of you, JJ. So
exactly. And definitely music. It's funny that your guest mentioned music because I go from techno all the way through opera, and it helps a lot, especially on the way back. I call my parents too and, you know, listen to music a lot. But in the morning, from my house to my office, it's on your show.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much, JJ. Glad to have you listening along on your morning commute, and I hope we don't get you too worked up. Coming up, we're going to be talking about those armed guards in northern Wisconsin at the proposed site of the iron ore mine that has a lot of people worked up. We'll be talking about that coming up after 7. Drive safely, JJ. Ernie in Stevens Point is with us. Hi, Ernie.
How you doing?
Good. How do you make your morning commute, or for that matter, any commute, more relaxing?
What I found, I used to be an avid book reader with my previous job, and I don't find time to read books now, and so now what I'm doing is listening to books on CDs while driving. Find that kind of takes your mind off everything else, and I guess focuses on the story you're listening to. And what's kind of ironic is a lot of these books on CDs that I'm listening to are books that I read in the past, but it's, you know, hearing it from a different voice, it's interesting. I guess, like I said, it just helps me pass the time away.
Oh, what a good idea, Ernie. So what are you listening to these days?
Well, James Patterson, Michael Conley, John Sanford, and like I was telling your assistant when I called initially, I get these from the library, which are free, you know, obviously. And so it's inexpensive, and there's a lot of them readily available, you know, so it's they have a selection of a variety to listen to.
Thanks very much, Ernie, for the suggestion. That's another good one. Caitlin on Facebook says, I love driving to work with my cup of coffee. I guess she used to do this. There was something enjoyable about seeing the sunrise while drinking a cup of Joe. It helped, though, that I was driving along rivers and bluffs and not on interstates or busy highways. Well, yeah, the scenery would be nice to check out. Thanks very much, Caitlin, for your suggestion. Gloria in Milwaukee. Hi, Gloria.
Hi. I didn't know if I was going to get through or not. I'm currently retired. I used to work from Kenosha, Wisconsin to Green Bay, Wisconsin, which meant a long between store calls a lot of road time, and I got in the habit of listening to books on tape. I don't know if that's been mentioned or not. I guess while I was waiting, maybe somebody did bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the library system has a great many books available on tape, and as they're published, most of them are put on tape now, or CDs. And it's a wonderful way not only to educate your mind, but to pass the time. It goes much more quickly when you're engrossed in a story. And I just wanted to share that with anybody who's doing long commutes. You don't have to spend any money at all. You just have to take a trip to the library.
Thank you very much, Gloria. Thanks to all of you for letting us know how you make your commute more enjoyable, less stressful. Thanks also to our guest, who we let go a little bit early because of the poor telephone line, Danny Penman, author of Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World. You can find more tips on making that morning commute less boring and less stressful by going to the Joy Cardin Show Facebook page. There was a list of tips that we have posted on the Joy Cardin Show Facebook page. Stay with us. Coming up, we will be talking with a Democratic state lawmaker who says the armed guards patrolling the public land where a proposed northern Wisconsin iron mine sits is pathetic and insulting to area residents. We'll talk with State Representative Janet Bewley about the situation. We'll also get an update from WPR's Superior-based reporter Mike Simonson and further reaction from the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. That's coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Then it's another edition of On Your Money with financial planner Kevin McKinley coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll let you go with a little relaxing music, Ode to Joy. I'm Joy Cardin. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.